Hello, listener. I'm Trash. You're Trash. We're all Trash, but we're here to prove that we are not your typical weebs, your brand new favorite anime podcast. Hey, it's your host, Dan.
Hey, it's Dominique.
And it's Melissa.
And guys, it's around that time. The new season's starting, spring shows are ending, so it's time to open up ManyChart and check out what's coming in the summer anime season.
Yay.
Really behind on shit, guys.
We are.
I am so behind.
I am so behind.
Okay, I can we discuss this real quick? Like, we have a hard time doing this show because we are so behind on just about everything anime right now.
Do you guys realize how much I work?
Do you guys realize me and Dom started new jobs recently? Yes.
Yeah, it's a lot to just keep up on. It takes so much time.
Dom was just saying, it's just like, oh shit, I'm like super behind on like this season's anime. I haven't been getting anything.
You know, I really need to watch everything. I just need to like sit in my room and hibernate for essentially like 3 days to watch everything soon.
I mean, we got the 4th of July coming at the time that we're recording this.
Like, okay, pulling back the curtains a little bit.
You know what makes this even worse is because last time we were doing this, Daniel promised that we would be better about this.
Yeah.
Okay.
There were, like, so many good things in the last season, and we're just like, oh, man, like, there's so much that we need to watch. What happened? We didn't watch a goddamn thing.
Okay, let's do this.
Terrible weeds.
Let's, between the three of us, right here, on air, right now, we're going to make a promise.
No.
We're going to review a short anime for, like, an entire episode. We're just going to sit and review an anime, like, episode by episode.
Are we talking about a show that's going to be airing upcoming in this season?
No. Things that have already happened.
Something maybe from, like, the spring season?
Like, something from at least two seasons ago. Let's just take turns and choose an anime and then just do it. And then we'll make like however many episodes there are, we'll just make like a running like thing of just like these next like three episodes are just going to be us reviewing this anime or something.
Well, that's not, I'll appreciate the set content, sure.
Oh, so, I can already foresee what my weekends are going to start entailing.
I know what I'm doing during my breaks.
I wish I could do that during my breaks, but this week's going to be hell because we start going back to the office.
I know this is a hobby for us, but we're falling behind here with this.
We are not your typical weebs. We're shit.
Yeah, because we don't watch anime.
We are all adults, people. And
we're part-time weebs.
More part-time weebs.
Fuck.
The podcasters are part-timers.
No, we're not even part-timers. We're basically on-call weebs.
On-call
weebs? Fuck. If we ever needed to rebrand, there's our rebranding title right there. On-call weebs.
Oh, God. I hate this.
Okay. So, how about that summer anime, guys?
I don't recognize shit on this list.
Okay.
I'm
just going to go down my list and then you guys chime in when you want. How about that?
Okay, cool. Let's start from the top.
Let's try to fill up like 15 minutes with this.
Season 2 of Reincarnated as a Slime Part 2.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to that. That's the one anime like in the last two seasons I've actually watched all the way through.
I'm behind on that also. Fuck me.
I never even started.
Okay, so you know what's going to happen? You need to find a weekend that you can take some time off. And you need to come over. And we're just going to binge watch the entire fucking bitch.
If you're going to force me to watch fucking Hitalia, you better do your parts.
I mean, we said we were going to watch it with you.
Yeah.
I don't care. This is a form of torture that should not exist. This is right up there with watching Teletubbies. Got it? They're right up there.
Okay, continuing on.
Okay, I'm going to shout this out because I know our friends really liked it, but Kobayashi-san, Maid Dragon, season 2, I believe.
Yeah,
that's season. That's airing in summer?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was the second thing on the list.
What list are you looking at, sir?
And a chart?
It's literally that number 2. What does that number 2 say, sir?
Should probably rank it by ranking. Okay, there it is.
Oh, wow.
I had it ranked by alphabetical order. What the hell do you want from me?
Anyway.
Be better.
The next one I'm looking forward to is number 3, the second season of the Flag anime, where she's a villainess. She gets reincarnated as a villainess in the Otome game, and she's doing everything she can to survive, but instead basically seduces all of the boys and the girls into loving her. Season 2 of that. I'm looking forward to it.
So we need to get that and put it on my laptop and put it downstairs and force our other roommate to watch it.
Yes.
Because that's what happened with the first season.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Got it. I'll hold you responsible.
Wow. Wow. All right, anyway. From there, the next one I'm looking forward to is number 6 on the list, is Genjitsu Shugi Yusha no Okoku Saikenki. English translation title is avoiding me right now, but I think it was something about I got summoned to another world as a hero and I became its king. Essentially, they find this normal random pedestrian, summon him, and basically, you're king now! You marry my daughter! And then he gets dropped immediately into a war.
The English translation is how a realist hero rebuilt the kingdom.
Yeah, so the manga is great. I really like it, so I'm going to watch that. And yes, it is another isekai, because isekais are everywhere.
Not gonna lie, I was browsing through the list, like, really briefly, and the art style caught my eye. And then, like, I started, just the first sentence, suddenly summoned into a fantasy world and betrothed to the princess. I'm just like, oh, so it's just an isekai. Okay, I got it.
Well, hold on, Dom. There's got to be a twist to this isekai that makes you enjoy it. So what's the twist? Cutting off. I can't hear shit.
Oh, no, I just stopped after saying,
Oh, okay.
It did sound like it, like you got cut off though, because it was just like,
like, no, yeah,
it's like, oh, did your mic go out? It's
a very general shitty isekai, and he's like, you're talented, I'm delegating to you guys, help me.
Oh, so it's just bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Changing the world through bureaucracy. Okay, there's the twist.
It's fine. Anyway.
Continuing on.
Another one I'm kind of looking forward to, maybe, is... Where is it? Where'd it go? Ah, yes. Garius do I'm Jesus kind of anime, Mahoka Koko no Yutose, which is a spinoff that focuses on the younger sister. I'm kind of curious. I'm not fully committed to whether or not I'm going to watch this. So, we'll see.
Watch it with
spin off of that show. Okay.
Yeah. The sequel to Higurashi is coming out, so I'm sure you're looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
The Higurashi no Naku Koro ni Sotsu. And then the other shitty isekai that I'm kinda not really, but kinda looking forward to is Tsuki ga Michibiku Isekai Dochu. Basically, this dude gets summoned as the hero. Like, he's one of the people summoned by this goddess to be the hero. She sees him, thinks he's too ugly, so she curses him to only speak monster language and drops him in the middle of the desert. And then he becomes OP, eventually.
So that classic, the pro tag is OP.
But it's because he's so plain looking.
Yeah, basically the goddess found him ugly as fuck and went, oh, I hate you, go die in my world, and then dropped him in the middle of nowhere.
Damn.
And he can only speak monster language, and then whenever people see him, like regular humans, they think he's cursed, slash a monster, so they attack him to try to kill him. So he gets really jaded eventually.
Okay. That's a good twist on the formula.
Another one I'm kind of looking forward to is one by MAPPA. That's the Heion Sedai no Ida Tentachi. It's basically, the premise is gods appeared when humanity was on the verge of destruction due to the work of demons. Deities called Ida Ten fought and sealed away the demons 800 years ago. Nowadays, the Ida Ten have no fighting experience and live peaceful lives, but the demons are reviving, and the battle between gods, humans, and demons are about to begin. So, like, Noragami, essentially.
Interesting art style.
Yeah. But, it kind of also reminds me of Bimbogami.
Yeah, that I can see that, actually.
Mixed with, like, some Toradora eyes.
Yeah, you ain't wrong. I hate that, but you ain't wrong.
Anyway, the next one I'm kind of looking forward to, maybe, is the... where'd it go? I lost it.
There's another isekai that kind of looks funny.
Oh,
The Chi Kusushi no Slow Life.
Oh, don't watch it. I read the manga. It's kind of boring and meh.
Oh, like just the synopsis of it sounds like it should be funny.
Oh yeah, it sounds like it should have been good, but it was kind of meh.
When like, literally you're walking down the street, you find yourself in a forest and literally go, this must be an isekai.
Yeah. So there's one anime that I'm kind of, like, expecting Daniel to be like, I'm going to hate watch this eventually.
Okay.
So the Death Battle one by Vega Entertainment, it's number 28.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, low-key, I kind of think it's similar to the King's Game, the Osama game.
Like, it doesn't sound very excited for that.
Like, the mood of it is kind of, like, similar, like, the vibes of it. Eventually, I'm fully expecting Daniel to, like, just roll up in and went, I hate watch this, and I hate it every last second.
And thus, it's my best content.
Yeah. So that's another fuck? One.
Now you put it like that, and I feel like I have to watch it.
Love Live is getting another, like, spin-off slash season.
So is Idolish 7.
Yeah, Idolish 7. The prequel Madoka is getting its second season released as well.
I didn't even know that there was, like, a prequel Madoka, not gonna lie.
Yeah, it got announced, like, a couple seasons ago. Like, a while back. Do you want to sign a contract all over again? Anyway,
Do you want to make a contract? I think I still have my Cube hat somewhere.
Oh, God.
It was made by our friend!
Anyway, the other one I'm looking forward to, just because of how much I feel like it's going to end up calling people out, is Uramichi Onisan. It's number 26. And the premise of it is, the story centers on a 31-year-old man named Uramichi Omota, who has two sides to his personality. He appears as the young man in charge of physical exercises on the educational program Maman Two Together. Although he has a fresh and upbeat demeanor on the show, he's actually a bit emotionally unstable. The story reveals the less than sunny parts of life for young adults.
This sounds
call out and me. I fucking hate it.
Yeah. You show.
The probably gonna watch it. Was absolutely adorable. It's very Genkan. It's very Nozakika. Genkan, yeah. Shoujo Nozakika. It's that art style.
Yep.
So I'm expecting it to be fully expecting it to be super cute and super adorable, but also super hella fucking call out.
Yep.
So So that's
what forced me to watch it, aren't you?
Oh, I am.
Hell.
As someone who is 31, yes, I do. Apparently, I do feel called out.
So you want to watch it with us?
Anyway, some of the anime that's going to be like ongoing into this next season, I do want to mention because they're essentially running as long anime. So we'll keep having more Boku no Hero Academia season 5.
You need to catch up on that.
Enjoy this next arc, people.
Marimashita Irumakun sequel is along as well.
I love that manga so much.
The new fairy tale, Eden Zero, is also along, so that's still going. Which, in Fairy Tale, was the new Rave Master, so it's just a continuation there. And Shaman King is currently going to air episode 14 of 52, and it'll be continuing on into the next season.
Seems like it's getting a very mixed review so far.
Yep.
Yeah.
At least according to Annie chart.
It's because people were overhyping as fuck. Like, what do you expect?
It's Shaman King.
Yeah, like...
It's a middle-of-the-road shonen series back in the day, so why would you think now, since it has a new, like, coat of paint, it's going to be any better?
Essentially.
Story's still very meh, guys.
Yeah.
One can hope?
Yeah, well, hopes don't come true. Anyway.
Why would you crush everyone's hopes and dreams?
From there, another, I guess, like, movie I'm looking forward to is during the season.
A Hero.
Fate, A Grand Order. It's the Solomon arc this time.
That'll be interesting, because that was
another Ilya movie.
Fate, yeah, I'm not surprised about that.
Yeah. And then I know this is really popular, so I'll mention it. The Seven Deadly Sins film with a completely original new story by the original author, so that'll be interesting. And then yet another Boku no Hero Academia movie.
Is it going to be put in theaters again?
Who knows? Because everyone's acting like COVID's over already.
If it goes in theaters, do we want to go see it?
No, because COVID's still a thing.
I mean, we got a few more months.
I don't have that much faith in humanity.
Daniel, would you go see it with me?
I've actually seen movies in theaters recently, so...
Wow. Would you go see it with me?
Why are we getting a Biohazard movie? Or an OVA?
Oh, They've always had CGI movies for Resident Evil.
Yes, there's actually been a few of them, and this is just the latest one.
This is, what, the fourth one?
This one's Biohazard, so...
Yeah, that's how they always brand them.
That's the weird. Japanese branding is Resident Evil, yeah.
Weird.
The CGI movies are actually pretty good. I've seen all of them.
I'm just assuming it's the same vein as Final Fantasy.
It gets nuts. Let's just say that.
Yeah, I'm just happy because they pretty much always center around Leon. And Leon's my favorite character from the Resident Evil series, so...
Yeah, well, mine was Ethan, so...
We saw what happened there?
Mm-hmm.
You don't talk about that. That's spoilers, though.
Hmm. Give him a hand, everybody.
I think there's going to be... Oh. Okay, I think there's going to be essentially this season's Yuri anime... which is Kageki Shoujo, a high school that teaches musical theater, and it looks like it's all female cast.
Oh.
It's all about friendship.
Look, it looks like the art style is, what's that really old one? Maria-sama is watching. Maria-sama gonna
be dead. Wow, yeah, that's a total Yuri fest right there.
It wasn't, though. They were the main ones were straight in the end. Like, what the hell?
It was bait.
Fucking queer baiting, piece of shit. Anyway, like, there was gay there, but, like, the main two that you wanted, like, one was gay and the other one was just queer bait. Fuck.
Man, that's a whole nother topic there.
All about friendship.
She could take your friendship and go shove it up someone's ass.
Wow, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck queer baiting.
Let them be gay.
Seriously. We talked about this recently. It was just Yuri just like lesbians don't exist in Japan, essentially, in the anime world. Like, holy fuck.
Because Yaoi's a bigger topic than Yuri.
Yeah, because it's all those shitty Fujoshis. Anyway.
Should we wrap this up?
Yeah.
Any other things that you might have caught your eye, guys?
Oh, no.
Maybe Scarlet Nexus, because I actually plan to stream the game.
Are you wanting to play this game before you watch the anime and maybe see how they compare?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to watch this anime until I beat the game.
Oh, you don't want to do it at the same time?
No.
I feel like it's
bad.
That's weird.
And even then, I'm probably just going to scrub it. Anyway, that is our highlights for upcoming anime in summer. What do you guys? Yeah, now we're going on a break after this episode.
Well, we haven't done enough.
Okay, wrapping up.
I know. What are you guys excited for the summer anime season? Let us know by hitting us up on the official network socials at NJP Productions on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. You can also find a link to our Discord, which is the best way to hang out with us when you're not listening to this podcast. Where can people find us personally, starting with Dom?
You can find me at Thus the Raven on Twitter.
Melissa?
Sorry, I was yawning really quick. You can find me at Subject Despair.
You know, the fun part about that is you didn't have to announce that.
I was in the middle of yawning when you said my name.
Okay.
I was yawning. I'm sorry.
And you can find me at Perpetual Player on Twitter.
He's mean.
Anyway, guys, this has been Not Your Typical Weebs. And remember, don't let your trash define you. And we'll see you on the next episode. Bye, everybody.
Bye.